did you like the way your team came out to start the game?
It was the same kind of scenario as yesterday. I felt the first period, the first 25 minutes of the game, 27 minutes of the game, just not connecting necessarily, but playing well defensively. So we wanted to bring that to the second half of the game, but being more composed and faster in the way we move the puck and executing good plays when they're there, and just bypassing their forecheck when we don't have anything, and just beat a very good team twice. It's a team that is playing well. They don't give much, and they're hard to play against. They have good sticks, so it's that's how I saw it. The first 28 minutes of the game, just having a hard time to break the puck out, and it wasn't our coverage or defensive coverage, it was when we got the puck. But from there, I really like our bench, and I know it's hard to explain the importance of having a good bench, but when you do, you know there's some confidence going on the ice and they're ready to play. Felt first part we were watching the game a little bit, and then we started to play, and that was good to see.
Well, part of that, I guess, in the fact that they were sitting back and Texas was dictating a little bit, you had a goalie who was pretty hot and keeping you in it. What did you think of Mikael Bruun's first game for you since December?
Well, I think he's a real good goaltender. He's a good hockey player. He's and part of it is desire to compete when it matters, and I think for him to play a lot of minutes in the East Coast, especially for a goaltender, it's making a difference, because he's confident. He's confident, and he's bringing that confidence here. We brought him back up, and we sent him down because we wanted him to play. He's coming back up with the same confidence, and he loves the game. His passion for the game is evident. So it's... I think he's gonna have a great future ahead of him.
You talked about the idea, and from my perspective in that second period, I thought you guys started to take control of the game a little bit and kind of dictate a little bit of the way, play more towards your style of the game, and specifically in the third period to start. So what is it? I know you said you had about having a good bench, but what is it that you saw that changed that allowed your team to kind of take over a little bit more in the second and third periods?
Well, sometimes it's just a small piece of the game that changed the game around, and the adversity that we faced in early in the season, when we had those injuries, we had to play some guys in situations where maybe they weren't ready yet, but because of those minutes, it's paying off now. We can see the guys being confident when they need to. And I felt, to answer your question, I felt that we stayed composed when we weren't connecting offensively. And then all you need at times is just one shift, one good pass, and the bench gets alive. And the bench gets, the guys get excited. And then it's, you follow it up with the next shift. And then it's starting to build some momentum. And then the third line on that rotation feels like, okay, we're going now. We have to sustain that kind of mindset. So it's this game is all about being ready mentally and sustaining what you need to do in order to be successful. So I think, again, today I think our line of Gerard, McKenzie, I think they've done a good job, and Reichel, they've done a great job at creating momentums. I think Lipon was really physical today. Every time he could finish his man and giving a body check, he did it. So I thought we were moving right, and we started to move the puck faster, and then we started to play more north-south. And when it's the case, then we're way more effective.
As a coach, how exciting is it for you, or validating is it for you, to see a veteran player like Seth Griffith beat out an icing like that, and of course led to the Dano pass over to Logan Shaw to open the scoring 5 minutes into the third?
Yeah, he's been pretty, he's been playing good hockey for an amount of time now, a good amount of time. He has the confidence with the puck. So when a guy has the puck more than others, obviously you're going to see the mistakes as well, forcing plays or turning pucks over. But it's also a function of he's having the puck. There's a reason why he's having the puck, because he's at the right place at the right time, because he's moving his feet. And he was moving his feet today. He played a lot of minutes yesterday, and for him to recover the way he did, and I played him a lot today, and to beat the guy at a key time in the game, it's a huge difference. I always scored on that play, but if he doesn't race for that puck, there's a face-off in our zone, and we don't know what's going to happen next. So that's a lot of character right there. A veteran like him, and with his experience and his skills, when he plays like this, that's a huge bonus for our team.
Seth Griffith is the one who put the puck into the empty net. He made a nice play to avoid the hit and get that empty net goal to kind of seal the deal for you guys. But was there any thought in your mind that Mikael Brunnen was going to take that shot when it was 1-0 and the net was empty?
No. Well, you kind of know, right, that he's going to try those plays. He loves the game. It's just when he sees an opportunity, he wants to play, make those plays. To go back to Griffith, it works the same way all the time. When you do the right things over and over and over, at some point, luck will find you. And he made a great play to find the open net and secure the game. So I'm really happy for Seth.
Yesterday we talked about how good you guys have been at home, and now you've got 10 straight games with points and 9-0-0-1. But how important is it for you to change your mindset to focusing on the next game and putting this one behind you? Because you now have a very tough Chicago team coming in here, and you have to switch your focus, not super quickly, but at least change that, because it's important for you to pick up another couple of wins.
Yeah, well, Chicago will give us a different look. It's going to be played differently. They're really fast, extremely fast, so we'll have to adjust. But right now, as we're talking right now, I want our guys to enjoy those 4 points. I want them to reset, but only tomorrow. I want them, there's a time and place to enjoy what you've done, and this is the right time. And tomorrow will be a day off, and then when we meet with them again in 2 days, then we'll reset and refocus for the next few games.
You have an update on your captain, Peter Svrkovic, who left yesterday's game in the second period?
Yeah, he's concussed.
So do you have a timeline on that?
No, not yet. We'll see. It's 7 days for sure, and we'll go from there.
Coach, I just have a couple. The first is this is the time of season where some of the young players are starting to get into the more games than they usually play, but even some of the older guys like Marco Dano and Tucker Pullman are playing more consecutive games than they're used to. How does the work of your training staff sort of start to show up in a game like tonight?
Well, it's huge. I mean, those guys behind the scene and what they do with those players, it's amazing. And for them to buy into what needs to be done on a daily basis, so the number of hours you sleep, what you're going to eat, and having a good routine on game days, on practice days, making sure you take care of yourself and supported by our trainers. It's we don't talk about those people often enough, because it's a big piece of being successful or not, and we have great people here. So it's a combination of different things, but it starts with the players. They need to be willing to do what's right, and they have those guys are they want to get back to the NHL, you know, like they have a plan. They like it here, don't get me wrong, but their plan is to get back to the NHL, all of us. That's the plan, and that's the goal, and they're doing everything they can right now, so the success is there. And having those guys playing the right way, taking care of themselves, is a huge piece of why we're having success.
And I think I'd be remiss if I didn't ask about the jerseys. You've seen a couple of them now at this point. Matter of look good, play good tonight?
You know what? It was a beautiful jersey. I first saw it in the warm-up and, before the game in the room, but when I saw it on the players, I don't know who designed the jerseys, but it was